On Saturday, the 24th of September, we have a gorgeous code where the number 21 universal date merges with the 24, which represents our 24/7 human experience, which is meant to be filled with compassion and love, because 24 reduces to 6, which is the number of abundance, love, family, and nurturing. So it merges today with the number 21, which is the truth shall set you free in the ancient Egyptian system of numerology. And 21 reduces to 3, which is happiness and joy. So there's a great celebration on this Saturday of celebrating love, joy, harmony, and truth. Expressing yourself creatively and connecting with others in a fun way is really a great way to spend the day, whether you're with others and celebrating or with family and enjoying the day together. So speak and create with uplifting ideas and language. Nurture family and loved ones. Love is the truth that sets you free. That really is the motto for the day, or the mantra, I should say. Venus is opposite Neptune on the 24th of September, and that means that love and anything to do with beauty and abundance take on a new meaning under this transit. So you may have this idealism that then turns more towards loving in a spiritual way and not just a human way. So you're searching for something that is beyond the ordinary. Turn to your friends. They're going to see what you may have missed when it comes to romantic relationships, if that's something that is on your radar. This is not the time to make investments or commitments to partnerships. Definitely take time out for spiritual pursuits and go and always look at the potential in people, not what you and they might identify with, which is just the external surfacey stuff. So, definitely tune into their soul potential. Take time to oversee your finances as well. Then on the 25th of September, we have the next lunation. That's the new moon at 2 degrees Libra, which we covered in part one. So have a listen to that full forecast in that first section. Now, in the numerology code, 25 reduces to 7, which is the number of sabbatical and taking a time out and listening to your intuition and getting out in nature. And the whole date adds up to 22, which is the architect of peace number. So we have the sense of purification and peace that allow you to delve deeply and create amazing results. Why? Because 22 reduces to 4, which is the manifestation number. 4 is the square. It is about grounding and basically creating practical results. So work and rest are both favored on this Sunday. Take your inspiration into your projects. Your discipline is channeled into creative, inspirational projects. Take time for yourself to get out in nature today. Remember, the 25 reduced to 7, that is the number of meditation, especially in the bounty of nature. This is a quieter day of serenity and taking care of responsibilities, which is lovely because it is a Sunday. And then we move to the 26th of September. 26 reduces to 8, which is a powerful number of leadership and overcoming obstacles and gaining strength as a result. It's the number of confidence and it's the number of abundance. So this Monday is a very powerful day because the whole date for September 26 adds up to a 23, which is the royal star, the lion number. So when 26, 23 come together, there's a lot of energy for manifestation, abundance, achievement, leadership, and freedom. So you're going to feel a great sense of freedom as you choose leadership over powerlessness. Unexpected situations may ask you to step up and be counted. Use your courage to manifest greater financial flow. Be flexible and open about how to expand abundance. Venus trine Pluto means that strong feelings of love and passion infuse you today. And in addition to Venus trine Pluto, which is an aspect I truly love because it inspires you to share the truth, but with a lot of joy and blessings and gratitude, we also have Mercury conjunct Venus, and Mercury's still retrograde. So Venus is activated in a doubly way on this Monday, the 26th. And that means there's abundance in the air for sure, not just in the numerology code, but also in the star code. So the actual astrology and numerology code. So strong feelings of love. You're especially attracted and magnetic with Venus trine Pluto. You can translate this magnetism into manifesting abundance. You feel sexually and sensually activated. Love and romance are intensified. There's nothing superficial about this transit. So existing partnerships are deepening on a profound spiritual level right now. You want your friendships and intimate relationships to be profoundly real and heart-centered. Beauty and creativity, those are the key words. Beauty and creativity are recognized for their deep power to heal. Pluto will want you to reveal secrets which help you align passionately with beauty, abundance, and love. So in the sharing of whatever it is that you have kept to yourself, you release it, let it fly, and open up the floodgates to feel beauty, abundance, and love. You want to know the truth no matter what. And sharing feelings with another on this level is very important to you now. And this goes especially for any very, very close friendships and intimate relationships. Now, Mercury conjunct Venus in retrograde, of course, Mercury, which this is a very profound retrograde in terms of the spirituality and the self-growth. I love this retrograde. So in this case, you can communicate very lovingly. You are sharing with people who are close to you that you love them. You are sharing your appreciation to others with your words. You, in turn, will be touched by others' display of affection towards you. Artistic, creative gifts are very enhanced, so listen to your inner poet. Any negotiations and interchanges are smooth and favorable. Just remember, with the retrograde, there can be delays. So it's not to not engage in them, but just to know there may be a delay in the manifestation on the other side of the retrograde. Venus and Mercury joined together enhance social interaction as well. Now, with the retrograde again, the social interaction is deeper. It's not surfacey, it's really profound. Pay attention to the sound of your voice and the sounds around you, because your sensitivity to the meaning behind sound is also very strong. Any friendships that need your attention can be brought into harmony. You can express your love for others easily today. So show appreciation through giving and gratitude. You are going to be cherished as much as you cherish others. Creativity and artistry are magnified. This is a wonderful time to wrap up creative projects that are incomplete. Spend time listening to and enjoying the arts. Professionally, any contracts and transactions are favored due to your negotiating power. Right, we already looked at that earlier, so just remember there could be delays. All right, and then we come to Tuesday, the 27th of September. Now, this day is a 9 and a double 6 days, and we have definitely the double 6 is human love, so anything about romance. It's also about abundance and nurturing. And the 9, 27, 9 is leadership through wisdom. I call this the Gandhi number. So this is a really lovely day as well. And unconditional love and romance infuse your heart and soul. Let go, forgive, and feel the deep compassion. Be generous with sharing your love by expressing kindness and wisdom. Nurture others and lead by example. This is a wonderful day for generating abundance. Mercury retrograde is trine to Pluto today. So after the conjunction with Venus yesterday on the 26th, we have a trine with Pluto, and that is definitely firing up your desire to influence and impact others. You strive to feel recognized and appreciated. you will have intense, very deep conversations under this transit. New perceptions on spirituality and psychology are favored due to your heightened psychic abilities. You may feel a nervous intensity as you uncover new answers. Your power and influence are great today. You can make incredibly empowering discoveries. Then we come to Wednesday, the 28th of September, which adds up to a 25 universal date. 25 is a 7, so that means taking a sabbatical or just taking a time out, taking time for rest, contemplation, meditation. And 28 governs new beginnings and manifestation. So you can experience those new beginnings, and they're very inspired with the number 25-7. Spiritual downloads are easily understood and communicated. Take time for both rest and an attention on innovation today. Read a good book, learn a new skill, and implement. Mars trines Saturn. Now, Saturn is always going to be more of a loner planet, but when Mars trines Saturn, there's a great emphasis on taking your fire and energy and directing it towards your responsibilities and duties. So you have strong willpower and strong concentration, strong perseverance. During this transit, follow through on a project that you feel passionately about. So transits with Mars and Saturn, they last about 4 or 5 days or so. So as we move into the transit this week, just pay attention. So from Sunday through Wednesday, Thursday. You're taking your work very seriously. Success comes through unusual effort. Distractions are held at bay as you complete goals with discipline and dedication. If you are dating, this is a great time to commit to the relationship and make it formal. Your patience allows you to discover the most efficient road to successful completion of any project. Then on Thursday, the 29th of September, we have the 2911 portal opening up into the number 26, which reduces to 8. So this is a powerful day for intimate conversations that can arise from you feeling the courage to express something. And it doesn't even have to just be a conversation. It can be something you share online or just discover within yourself. 11 is very connected to learning, teaching, discovering, inspiration, being in the moment, that present moment, in a way that just inspires you to the core. And with 26 activated, the inspiration turns into tremendous courage to move forward. So you feel connected to that inner visionary. You can express your innermost ideas and feelings without any excuses. And that 2911 portal today opens up to a sense of the eternal, right? Meaning the number 8 is the infinity number. It literally symbolizes that if you turn 8 on its side. And that symbol of infinity is the connection to eternity, meaning the timelessness that you feel when you are utterly present. And that then translates into a major expansion of abundance and financial flow, because 8 is not just about leadership and courage, but also about abundance. Now, the moon sextiles Mercury today. This is a very quick transit. Mercury is still in retrograde, so it activates your mind, your intuition. Your communication is very deeply heartfelt. Feel your way into every conversation today, as opposed to thinking your way into it. Express yourself. You have the clarity to share deep emotions. News, letters, and short trips are favored. It's a great time to share your feelings. You connect easily and effortlessly with others. Your mind and heart are totally in sync. Your intuition is enhanced. And talking to a group or sharing ideas with a team are favored. Remember that Mercury is connected to media. And so the moon sextile Mercury means you can share something very intimate and something that comes deeply from your heart with your followers today, if that's something you'd like to do. Then on Friday, the final day of September happens to be a Friday, the 30th, and this date adds up to 18, and it activates the 3-6-9 triad, because 30 reduces to 3, September is a 15 universal month, reducing to 6, and the whole date adds up to 18, which reduces to 9. So this is the final of four 3-6-9 triad activations, that creative triad. It's an amazing moment. And if you can, see if you can end work early and really tap into this creativity. And unless you happen to be a creative in your work setting, which is really awesome, then you can really take advantage of it, because your ability to create anything today is really greatly enhanced. Your ability to express your imagination is just out of this world. So you want to go beyond where you've never been before and allow that inspiration to carry you as far as it will. Get extra rest as well because of the 18 universal date. So if that means sleep in, take a nap, take a time out, or go to bed early, your dreams can bring tremendous awareness. And just keep trusting that you are, first and foremost, a divine creator. Release everything that is not supporting and uplifting you anymore. 18 is connected to health and healing, and it requires that you let go of anything that is stuck energy-wise, right? So then we have the moon sextile sun, which is such a wonderful way to end the month. The two light bodies, the moon and sun in a harmonious relationship, 60-degree sextile. So you feel very happy, loving, affectionate. You can have an ease, a flow in your conversations and connections with others. Life just feels harmonious and balanced and content. And you want to be intimate and you want to cuddle up with your loved ones, your children, your lover, your friends. You just feel recognized at soul level. And your self-confidence is greatly heightened as well. So that ends the wonderful month of September. Yes, we have a Mercury retrograde, and I know the tendency is to look at that as a negative, but when it comes around, but that's certainly not the case. Mercury retrograde is a time to dive deeper into ideas and projects and wisdom, understanding, self-growth. In this case, most of September is governed by Virgo, with the sun in Virgo for the first 3 weeks. So the self-growth is tremendous once the Mercury retrograde begins on the 9th of September. So really take advantage of that and allow this wonderful 15 month of spiritual alchemy and magic and joy and abundance to inspire you to reach beyond your limited ideas or limitations that you have in your thought patterns, or a sense of lack that you may be experiencing. All of that can easily be addressed at any time in your life, and in particular, you're being asked to do so this month. So take advantage of that invitation. And I so look forward to seeing you or connecting with you in October. This is when things really get very intense. We start some major astrological events in October that go into November and through, you know, literally the last 3 months of the year. So the intensity is just going to really heighten in October. It's a 16 universal month, which means there'll be a lot of surprises and sudden shifts. And astrologically, there is a ton that's going on. Plus, Mars then stations retrograde at the end of the month as well. So lots to share with you next month, and I look forward to doing that. Meanwhile, have a beautiful September, and we'll connect soon. Lots of love to you.